Welcome to the Fashion Your Passion podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Reyes, a high school student living out her life with the intention of inspiring others. Each week, I bring you a powerful person or tip to help enhance the path to fashioning your passion. Fashion your passion means doing what you love and incorporating it into everyday life, and I'm here to help you along that journey. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, and I hope you enjoy. Okay, so I'm in my car right now, and I wanted to talk about, well, I'm going to drive, but I want to talk about one thing that someone just messaged me about, and I have been seeing a lot because it is back to school season, so everyone's worried about, especially in high school, you're worried about getting the summer work that you didn't do done, getting this and that done. Number one, what I'm going to say is I'm going to say that go check out my blog post on how to stay motivated for the summer, because that's a really good tool. But the next best thing to that, if you don't feel like reading and you just want to listen to this while you're driving or while you're completing whatever, is it's a three-step process. So number one, I would say you're just, you know, lying in bed and you're like, oh my God, I have so much to do. Like, I don't know where to start. I feel so overwhelmed. Listen to me. I've had this happen to me many times before, literally more than the amount of fingers and toes I have, because it's natural, it happens, you know. When we have so much to do, we just sort of, it all piles on, and we just feel like we can't do anything anymore. And so what I would say, here's a three-step process. So number one would be to get up out of your bed. Count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, like Mel Robbins says all the time, go make sure to follow her. But count out from 5, get out of bed, and make that bed. That's number one. Make your bed and grab a glass of water. Because you are probably so depleted, you probably just, I mean, I'm just assuming this is what I've done in personal experiences. I get up in the morning, you know, 7 o'clock naturally, and I'm so unmotivated to do anything that I literally just sit in bed for 3+ hours until I realize, oh my God, I actually have to get up and start my day. So with that, that's number one. Number one, make your bed, get up, make your bed, and drink a glass of water. Number two is I want you to make a list. So sit down anywhere beside your bed and make a list of every single little thing you have to do. I don't care if it's, oh, pick up this piece of trash on the floor. Oh, you know, put this shirt away. Every single little thing that you have to do, I need you to write that down on the list. I don't care if the list is 3-4 pages. Write everything down. Once you have that done, that should take about 10-20 minutes. Then take a highlighter and highlight everything that you could do in less than 5 minutes. Everyone always says less than 2 minutes, but we know as high schoolers, there's really not a lot for us to do in less than 2 minutes. So I like to extend it to 5 minutes. So anything that you could do in less than 5 minutes, highlight it. Then when you're done with that, so I guess it's more than a three-step process. I really didn't think of it. I'm, again, thinking on the fly here. But overall, it's a three-step process. There's, you know, smaller steps within the bigger steps. But that was sort of all of step number one. So step number two, the real step number two, is to complete those tasks that are 5 minutes or less. So everything you highlighted for the next 35, 40 minutes, complete all of those tasks. Reply to that email, reply to that text message, clean up your text messages, clean up your desktop on your laptop, pick up things from your floor, you know, hang your laundry, fold your laundry, do all of the things that you highlighted, do them right now. Then, step number three, because now, the reason that why you do those 5 minute or less tasks first is because you're trying to gain momentum. Because when you are simply, that's why I love my, sidetrack, that's why I love making my bed first thing in the morning, because it's the first task I complete, and it begins to gain momentum for me. So, with that said, step number 3 is to go through your list, and after you cross out all the things that take 5 minutes or less, go through your list and see what of the bigger tasks is due first. So what is it that you need to complete right now? What is due tomorrow? What is due the next day? And what is due 2 weeks from now? Start with the things that are due tomorrow. Start with the things you have to complete by tomorrow. And then really don't go and, you know, finish your 5 minute or less tasks and then begin to study for a test. Nuh-uh. Studying for a task is too big of a task for you to do next. After you complete your 5 minute or less tasks, let's say you can do, the next task you will do is, for me, it would be record the podcast intro, right? And that's a 9 minute task that I have to do, because I have to write the podcast intro, then record it, then whatever. So sort of work your way up towards the big, you know, 2-3 hour tasks, that is studying for a test, that is, you know, packing up all your stuff or leaving for college. So whatever it is, work your way up. Don't go, you know, make your bed, then full force overwhelm yourself with the bigger tasks. Because that way you're just going to shut down and that's it. It's over. And even if you don't complete everything today, you then have so many things off of your plate that you can sort of, you know, tomorrow you can grab those bigger tasks earlier in the day. So, again, I'll repeat my steps. So, the big step number 1 is to get up, make your bed, and drink a glass of water. Big step number 2 is the 5 minute or less tasks. Now, those subtasks, or those sub-steps, the first sub-step is to make a list of every single little thing that you have to do. Step number 2. Highlight all of the tasks that can be completed in 5 minutes or less. Step number 3. Complete those 5 minute or less tasks. Big step number 3. Begin to complete the tasks that take more than 5 minutes. Sub-step number 1. Start with tasks that take 10 to 15 minutes and work your way up. This system is key to getting overwhelmed. I use it time and time again. When I'm overwhelmed, I get up, make my bed, drink a glass of water, and answer emails, answer text messages. Because when I get really overwhelmed, I can't even answer a text message anymore. So I answer my emails, answer my text messages, then I'll reply to DMs. Then I'll, you know, comment on people's pictures. Because the 10x rule, like Jasmine Starr always says, if you comment on 10 people's pictures, you will get 10 comments on your picture. So, anyways, then after that, I'll, you know, DMs, emails, text messages, then I'll clean my room, then I'll pack for college, then I will order on Amazon, you know, whatever it is, it takes me, you know, I build up that momentum.